Lawmakers in the state legislature had hoped to pass final end-of-session bills later today, 2 days after a framework deal was announced by legislative leaders and Governor Andrew Cuomo. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the session is limping to a close after a year that's seen personal issues for the governor, the resignation of both leaders of the legislature over corruption scandals, and ongoing federal probes.
Governor Cuomo endured many personal obstacles. His father, the former Governor Mario Cuomo, passed away January 1st. His longtime partner, Chef Sandra Lee, underwent a double mastectomy for breast cancer.
This was a very difficult year.
Cuomo, in early years of his governorship, won numerous legislative victories, including same-sex marriage and gun control laws. This year, the first in his second term, he achieved a 4-year extension of the property tax cap that he's championed, along with 4 more years of rent regulations. But he pulled back from efforts to pass an education tax credit. It would have benefited donors who give up to $1 million if they gave money to scholarships for poor children to attend private schools. It would also have funded some public school programs. Cuomo settled instead to pay $250 million to religious and private schools, money Catholic Cardinal Timothy Dolan says was already owed. Billy Easton, with the public school funding advocacy group Alliance for Quality Education, portrays the entrenchment as a loss for wealthy campaign donors who gave money to the governor and some lawmakers, something Cuomo denies.
The governor, the Senate, and the billionaires who were backing their privatization agenda came out as the losers on education.
The governor was also unsuccessful in winning criminal justice reforms, though he says he can take some actions through executive orders. As the session dragged on into an extra week and the rent laws were temporarily extended, criticism grew and comparisons began to be made to the pre-Cuomo days when missed deadlines and disarray were common. Cuomo mocked those who he said were creating a drama, saying the vultures were circling.
Geez, all this tumult, all this change, how can they possibly do it? Albany may go slip back to the old dysfunction. Albany may slip back to the old chaos. Can the Senate leader step up? Can the speaker step up? Can the governor overcome personal travail? Ba-ba-ba-boom. And, we get now to the sort of last chapter.
A chapter that the governor portrays as having a happy ending.
This is a great agreement.
Both new leaders can claim some victories from the final deal. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie had pressed for greater tenant protections in the rent regulations. He achieved some of that, but tenant advocates predict 100,000 rent-stabilized units will still be lost during the new 4-year extension. But Assembly Democrats in the end successfully blocked the education tax credit, which many of them had opposed. Senate Leader John Flanagan and the Senate Republicans, who largely represent suburban regions, were able to partially revive a property tax rebate program that Democrats had killed back in 2009. The amount of the check will now be pegged to income ranges, with poorer homeowners getting more money, up to a household income limit of $200,000 a year. Ron Deutsch with Fiscal Policy Institute had argued for a more focused circuit breaker. He says a key factor for politicians are that the checks will come in the mail to homeowners and voters in the fall of 2016, just before elections.
Albany has an affliction for handing out rebate checks during election years.
Despite the arrests of the legislative leaders and the ongoing corruption probes, there is no new ethics reform as part of the end-of-session package. Cuomo and lawmakers even took a step backward from an agreement made as part of the budget in late March. They said then that they would begin the process to strip state pensions from legislators convicted of felonies. But now that bill has also fallen through and won't be approved. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.